He's looking specifically at the holiday tournament down in Taylorville and the prospects of playing an early game there. Even at the King tournament, Galesburg typically doesn't play a game quite this early. So they are here. In fact, most of the kids were here even before 8 o'clock and saw Grant Gibson down warming up. Was the first of anyone to show up, and he's had plenty of warm-up time. East Peoria, though, Jim Lee, not quite so much. They straggled in here about, 20 minutes ago or so, and Galesburg's down in the locker room now, mentally preparing. Coach going through some final strategies. East Peoria still out here warming up. So maybe there's just been enough of a time difference here that Galesburg will be a few minutes ahead of him in the game as well.
Well, you would think so, with the Streaks being able to run around in the gym and everything well ahead of the time that East Peoria even got here. And, of course, it's cold outside. The muscles tend to be a little bit slow to respond, especially after you've probably eaten about 4,000 calories yesterday worth of turkey and dressing and everything else. And you'd like to think the Streaks might be able to get out of the gate a little bit in this one and get an early lead. But when you shoot well, you can compete with anybody, and East Peoria apparently has those shooters just like Galesburg does.
So we'll take a timeout here because Jim caught up with Matt Wright, and that's one of the things they'll talk about. Coach Mike Reynolds will address that same issue as well. East Peoria is only 0-2, but they've played two well-coached and good teams in the first two games of this tournament, Moline and Limestone, and they were very competitive in both of those games, losing to Moline by 7 and losing to Limestone 77-63. So they've given a couple of good teams some fits here, and we'll get Coach Matt Wright's thoughts on his Raiders. He's in his second season as head coach at East Peoria, and we'll hear from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, of course, all coming up. As pregame coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
You just crashed your car.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
East Peoria head coach Matt Wright joins us now on the Silver Streaks pregame, and here we are bright and early in the morning. It's tough enough when you're the home team, but when you're the road team in this deal, you guys had to get up and at it pretty quick after a holiday.
We did. Hopefully, though, the guys got a lot of time with their family yesterday and got a little bit recharged and ready to go for this morning.
Mm-hmm. You're 0-2, but you played a couple of pretty good teams so far.
We have. I mean, Moline's a pretty good team. They executed very, very well. Their size was just a ton for us to get matched up with. Limestone, obviously, very, very quick. That's probably the toughest we've played them since I've been here. So we look forward to, obviously competing today and doing some things this season for sure.
Yeah, we see you shot the ball real well against Limestone. Do you feel like this is a team that can sustain that three-point shooting a good part of the season?
Absolutely. That was one of the strengths of now our junior class. They had some shooters in that class that were pretty good at the underclass level, and that certainly helps expand the floor a little bit and gets some of these other guys a little bit more open, Sean and Bennett, to penetrate some. And then have those guys to kick off the backside, it really helps.
Yeah, you know, size-wise, it looks like a pretty even matchup. Gelsberg not real big. You guys, like us, like to get up and down and then shoot it from the three-point line, so this could be a fun game.
Could be. I mean, the bottom line is we just got to make shots. If we make shots, then we're going to be in a lot of games for sure. But we're going to try to push it out anytime that we feel like, anytime we're size-wise matched up pretty well with somebody, we feel like we got a pretty good fighting chance. So we're looking forward to it.
It's your second year at East Peoria. How'd you get there?
Actually, I started as a basketball coach and a math teacher at Morton.
Okay.
Worked there for 6 years and then came over to East Peoria as a dean. Had a year off from coaching, and then the coaching position came available. I applied and landed it. So
yeah. Good to be back in the gym with the guys again, I'm sure.
Absolutely. It's been a very rewarding experience. Even though we haven't been as successful as we want to be, we have really made a lot of progress and a lot of steps in the right direction.
Any of you or your guys affected by the tornado that went through there a couple weeks ago?
We had some immediate family that was affected, but not directly.
Good. Yep. Good. Okay, so your focus is all on basketball then?
Absolutely.
Okay. Coach, how about your starting five real quickly for us?
Today we're going to have Krim, Mulhern, Slusher, Trow, and then that fifth spot is kind of still leading up a question mark. We had some lateness to the bus that I am working on right now. So
okay, get out those early season problems that way.
That's right.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Matt Wright, head coach of East Peoria, our guest on the Silver Streaks pregame. We'll talk with Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
This season, five new holiday instant games from the Illinois Lottery are your ticket to the perfect gift. Pick up new themes like Reindeer Riches or Merry Millionaire and spread the cheer. And you can play the new Good Life hit or miss game from the Illinois Lottery. You could win a top prize of up to $250,000 instantly. Win if you hit, win if you miss. What's not to like? Hey, anything's possible. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older. Play.
Do you love your car? I mean, do you like it better than taking a cab everywhere? Of course you do. Sure, there is some maintenance involved, but when you go to CarMark Tire and Auto, they make that part easy. With winter preparing to make its grand return, now would be the time to have your fluid levels checked. Maybe some new tires on. So drop by CarMark Tire and Auto this week and let them winterize your ride.
So remember, CarMark Tire and Auto with the Sandburg Mall, Galesburg.
We're back on the pregame show talking with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as we get ready for an early, early game today with East Peoria. And I don't care what these guys did last year, coach, they've given two pretty good teams, two pretty good games here in the early going. We got to be ready for these guys, don't we?
Certainly. You know, we're not interested in being the first team they beat this year. You know, we'd like that to maybe to be this afternoon for them. I don't know who they play this afternoon, but, you know, we're still, like everybody, still focused on ourselves and trying to get a little better, a little more consistent, and hopefully today we'll come out and shoot the ball the way we're capable of.
What kind of a grade do you give your team after that first game? You know, success always is good, so we got the victory, so there's an A in that column. But overall, were you generally pleased with how the team put together a full game?
Yeah, I thought we had some stretches were, you know, inconsistent, weren't great. But, you know, for the most part, probably a C+, B-. You know, we've got high expectations, so we got to pick our game up and try to be a little better in all phases. I thought we turned it over a little too much. You know, our free throw shooting was not real good. And we hit a lot of, we missed a lot of open jump shots. And I think that might be, you get a little adrenaline that first game and it kind of burns off, and then you're a little short on everything, and then you press. So we'll get it all together today, I hope.
Well, and you got contributions from guys who were in new roles this year. Devin Ross played a key part of the game that he really hadn't done last year. Denzel came up big. Bryce Reed hit some huge shots for you late in the game in a role that he hasn't had to play. So you got some nice support from some other guys who stepped up when they needed to at times.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to see those guys come off the bench and play well, and you talk about Devin Ross to just hand him the keys to the Chevrolet here and let him go. I thought he did really well. He turned it over a little more than he'd probably like to, but he'll clean a little bit of that up and be just fine.
So East Peoria coming in today, what have you seen in the first two games? They've got a lot of kids back, but a lot of kids back from an unsuccessful team. But still, they're more experienced. They've got to be better. And like I said earlier, they've given two pretty good teams some fits here in the first couple of games. What are they doing well in this early part of the season?
Well, they really shot the ball well. To lose to Limestone, who got third in the state by less than 10, and then lose to Moline, Western Big Six rival of ours, by less than 10. We know it's going to be a fight here today. They've got three perimeter guys that shoot it really well. They got two good athletes that run the floor. They're going to start five seniors. We're going to put two sophomores out there and two seniors and a junior. So we hope that, we're experienced group too, we think. We're a younger group, but most of our guys have played a little bit. So we're hoping that, Grant and Ethan can lead our guys again.
Do you feel like, from what you've seen the first two games, that they shot well because maybe Limestone and Moline maybe weren't taking them quite as seriously because of the year that they had last year, and they gave them some open shots? Or are they able to create those shots better, maybe better than they have in the past, and they're knocking them down?
A little bit of both, maybe. I think Moline, took them as serious as they could, and Moline played a little different style than we play. They played a little zone. Limestone probably pressed more than we will today and gave them some more easy shots. We're going to try to, move it back a little bit and see if we can guard them and try to frustrate them early with our half-court defense, and then try to get ourselves out and run and see if we can get a little bit of a lead like we did against Beacon.
You mentioned the other night that one of the reasons you wanted to have this early game was in preparation for on down the road, when we have traditionally seen some earlier games at other times. What overall do you want to see from your team in terms of playing an early game like this today?
Well, I think energy is the most important thing. We said at the beginning of the year we have high expectations. We have no excuses. Whether a guy's injured, guys are out, whether we have foul trouble, whatever. We think we have enough guys to play well at all times. Whether that means you win all the time or not, that's a whole different. That takes care of itself. But we are good enough to play well all the time and play better than we did the other night. And for us to be able to do that, we got to come out and be able to guard in the morning time. We got to be able to have energy in the morning time, and I think we will.
And overall, too, I suppose what you look forward to is be a little better this game than you were last game. At this point of the season, you want to get a little better each game and see improvement in some category, right?
Certainly. I think that's every day out. Whether it's practice or games, you want to be better the day before or the day after that you were the day before. So we got a good workout in yesterday, and we had some little tired legs a little bit, but I think we worked that out of us, and hopefully we'll come back with a little renewed energy today.
All right, Coach. Good luck. Talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks. Wrap up the pregame show after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Get a free prepaid MasterCard valued up to $1,500 when you buy select new Ford vehicles. Make no payments till 2014 on all new or used. A free tank of gas with every new Ford sold.
It's the final 2 days of our Black Friday sales event today and tomorrow at Yem Ford in Galesburg. Buy a select new Ford and we'll give you a free prepaid MasterCard worth up to $1,500.
A new 2013 Ford Taurus or Edge, a new 2013 Ford Focus, and an F-150, even the all-new 2014 Ford Escape, all come with a prepaid MasterCard loaded with up to $1,500 that you can use however you want.
I know exactly how I'd spend that $1,500. Stretch pants. I really overdid it on Thanksgiving.
Plus, you'll make no payments till 2014, and we'll send you down the road in your new Ford with a free full tank of gas.
The final 2 days of our Black Friday sales event, today and tomorrow.
At the new Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
What about Free Stuff Friday? Or the more you spend, the more you get Friday?
Jeff, it's always been Black Friday.
But how are we going to let people know that ours is no ordinary Black Friday sale? It's the best chance people have all year to get their Christmas shopping done while saving money and getting free stuff.
I think you just did.
Oh, is this thing on?
When you shop the Black Friday sale at Kohl's Diamond Gallery, the more you spend, the more you get. Spend $24.99 or more and get a free iPad 2 or a 46-inch flat-screen TV. With a purchase of $19.99 or more, you get a free PS4. Spend $7.99 or more and receive a free Pebble Watch. And the new PS3 Call of Duty Ghost game is yours with a buy of $1.99 or more. All while supplies last. Plus, the first 40 customers that spend $99 or more will receive a gift valued at $100. So hurry to 54 South Seminary as soon as you can today.
The more you spend, the more free stuff you get Black Friday sale.
Only at Kohl's Diamond Gallery. See store for details.
We're at John Field Gymnasium here early on this Friday morning after Thanksgiving for a boys basketball game. The Silver Streaks will battle East Peoria, first game of eight at this tournament today. East Peoria comes in 0-2. They lost to Moline Monday night here on this floor, 51-43. Then they went back home Tuesday, played against Limestone in a game that doubled not only as a tournament game here, but also as a Mid-Illini Conference game. East Peoria lost that game to Limestone 77-63. The Rockets, meanwhile, are 2-0, and that's who Galesburg will play in the last game of the tournament here today later on. On Wednesday, United Township lost to Rantoul 68-55 in the opener on that night. And then Galesburg in its first game of the season downed Pekin 56-42. Jim, we were listening back to Coach Mike Reynolds' comments there and saying, well, you know, gave my team a C-plus, maybe a B-minus for the way they played. And you look down, they won by 14 points. That's pretty good C-plus, B-minus, I'd say.
Yeah, that's right. You know, as we said on the postgame, the only thing we really noticed, at least from our vantage point, was just some questionable shot selection. We got up by 16, thought that could have gotten brushed up a little bit. But other than that, the effort was there. And of course, the coach sees a lot of things that the average fan and broadcaster doesn't, so he will know. But you know, I've seen a lot sloppy openers in our many years. I thought that was pretty well played for a first game.
Yeah, and so after this one here will be Peoria, Notre Dame, and Moline. Notre Dame is the team that Galesburg will play in the final game of the tournament coming up tomorrow after the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies and the Galesburg girls game against Freeport. Silver Streaks will not play Moline, will not play United Township. That's one of the beauties of the way this tournament is set up. Eight teams in the tournament, so two of them you don't have to play. So with three in the conference, UT and Moline and Galesburg will not play each other and we'll still get five games out of the tournament, so that's kind of nice. And from a scouting standpoint, we get to see a little bit of the Western Big Six competition before we have to play them, too.
Absolutely. We saw East Moline out here the other night. Of course, we know what Moline's going to bring. The big kid especially is going to be, the East Peoria coach talked about that. They just had no answer, you know, when they were going down in low. And be interesting to see tonight, I think it's Rantoul goes up there to Wharton Fieldhouse. Rantoul will probably have a similar problem. They're not a big team, but they're real quick, and it'll be interesting to see how they fare at Wharton Fieldhouse tonight.
Yeah, the second session is Pekin and Peoria Notre Dame at 4:30. There will be only three games here at Thiele Gym in the second session. As Jim mentioned, Moline will go home to Wharton Fieldhouse to play Rantoul. So United Township will play East Peoria, and then the Silver Streaks will play Limestone. That's a 7:15 game tonight. But we got more important things to worry about. That's this one here right now. East Peoria only 0-2, and won only two games all of last year, but they bring back a number of players. You heard Coach Matt Wright say in the pregame show they've got a lot of experience back and a number of good shooters he's added to the team who were sophomores last year, juniors this year. So this definitely is a more threatening team than the one that the Silver Streaks handled easily last year and held them under 30 points when they played them in this tournament. We'll wrap up the pregame show here. The tip-off between the Silver Streaks and the Raiders of East Peoria is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This holiday season, you could win presents from jewelry to gift certificates to an HDTV in WGIL's Pick a Present. And for an extra advantage, be sure and sign up now for email clues at WGIL.com. Beginning December 2nd, be caller number 5 when you hear the cue to call. Pick 2 numbers, and if the presents behind those numbers match, you'll hear. And you'll win that present. Be sure and sign up for our email advantage at WGIL.com. And play Pick a Present on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast becoming partly sunny today, a high of 36. Tonight, cloudy and not as cold with a low of 26. Sunny tomorrow and a high of 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 26. Sunday, sunny and 42. Cloudy skies and 42-degree highs Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday, highs in the mid-40s with a chance of rain. Currently, it is 22 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
And East Peoria preparing to do battle here in this Thanksgiving tournament at John Thiel Gymnasium. And the starting lineup's going to be announced right now. See if we can get Gary Mitchell in here or not. Doesn't look like it. So we'll go ahead and recap for you. Matt Wright mentioned these kids, although he didn't mention them by full name. So we'll go ahead and tell you the East Peoria players. Ryan Slusher, a 5'10 senior. Sean Mulhern, a 5'10 senior. And the littlest guy on the floor will be Jacob Curtis, a 5'8 junior. He is the player that Matt Wright did not know who would be his fifth starter because some kids were late for the bus. So it'll be 5'8 junior Jacob Curtis who comes in, has the ability to score some points for them. He's coming in averaging just under 9 a game, so they're not losing a whole lot offensively putting him in the lineup. Bennett Krim, a 6-foot senior, and Drew Trow, a 6'3 junior, the largest player on the floor for the Raiders. 3 seniors, 2 juniors in the starting lineup. Silver Streaks will go with the same starting five as they had the other night. The sophomore Devin Ross gets the start at the point at 6 foot. Ethan Meeker, the main offensive threat from the outside, a 6'1 sophomore. Denzel Jones and Grant Gibson also theoretically, really, and in reality playing guard spots. 5'11 senior for Jones, Gibson 6'2 junior coming off 18 points in the win Wednesday night. And then Tyson Parks, the only true starter who will play a forward spot. But Parks is listed at only 6 foot. So the same starting five. It worked Wednesday night. See if they can work here again on Friday morning. East Peoria will wear the home white. Silver Streaks wearing the road black just based on rotation within the tournament to allow everybody to wear different jerseys. And in fact, Gary Mitchell just now on the public address clarifying for the fans that even though the Streaks are wearing the road black, they'll still be the home team on the scoreboard.
Gary in better voice today than he was on Wednesday night when he's been fighting a cold, a little scratchy. He said his voice was good yesterday. He's hoping that it'll hold out through what will be a very busy day today. If not, Jeff Lamb off to his left there, ready to fill in just like he did Wednesday.
Ryan Slusher in the midcourt circle to jump this game. He's listed at 5'10". There's no way he is only 5'10". He might have even been a hair taller than Tyson Parks at 6 foot. Streaks win the tip, though, on the outside. Grant Gibson with it on the wing. Skips it back out to Parks between the circles. Meeker cutting through. Parks keeps it on the outside, though. East Peoria very aggressive defensively here on this first possession.
Nice.
Gibson penetrates, dumps it off. Jones lays it in. Good little assist, and the Streaks strike first.
Spin move at the free throw line by Gibson. Cut between two men. Drew them both to him, thinking shot. He drops it down low to Denzel. That was textbook.
Bennett Krim brings it across midcourt. He'll spin at the top of the post. Now skips it back out to the right side. Left side it goes over to Mulhern. Trying to drive baseline, and a blocking foul called as Jones rode him out of bounds on the baseline, and Denzel picks up his first foul. 42 seconds into the game.
There's been a lot of talk about how games will be officiated, with more emphasis being placed on not only watching the coaches. We've seen some technicals for coaches getting out of the box, but also physical nature of ball games, trying to cut back on that a little bit. Some are saying you'll see some games with a lot of fouls called, depending on officials' interpretations.
In fact, if you've watched much college basketball, you've seen that same idea on the college game, especially on movement toward the basket, where any time any player is impeded, as East Peoria throws up an air ball at the other end and it goes out of bounds back to Galesburg, but any kind of impeding the progress toward the basket, you know, a little reach-in foul, that's getting called. And they've definitely emphasized it on the college games. College games have been very rough to watch early on in the season, just no flow to those. We didn't notice it on Wednesday night here on the high school level with the Galesburg game, though.
Yeah. Geno Ford, the Bradley coach, saying you're going to see a lot more zone defenses in college ball this year because of that.
Gibson throws up an air ball. Rebound put back. Won't go down for Tyson Parks. And here comes East Peoria trailing 2-0. Man, there's been a lot of action toward the basket there. But a missed shot. Now the Streaks give it right back as Ross tries to throw it into the front court. So here's East Peoria back on offense after the steal. Jacob Curtis with it. Now hands off to Bennett Krim.
Streaks had numbers on that. Would have been a good fast break, but the pass just a little bit behind the man.
Quick three on the outside. Rebounded by East Peoria. Turnaround jumper down low by Ryan Slusher on the putback. After the offensive rebound by Slusher, good aggressive move to the basket. Ties this game at two. We've played 2 minutes. Gibson on the outside. Steps to the left with the dribble. Skips it out. Wide open. Meeker for three. And it, oh, rattles in and out. Rebound East Peoria. Drew Trow comes down with it. Good look by Meeker. Maybe just a hair more arch would have allowed that one to go down. Quick runner at the other end. Too short by Bennett Krim. Rebound by Tyson Parks. Streaks in transition. Off balance shot in the lane. And Ross got it up and trickled over to the front of the rim, dropped through for the bucket.
Oh, when we talk with the East Peoria coach Wright, that this might really be an up-and-down game because these teams like to play this same style. They've got good shooters from the perimeter. They like to get up and down the court, not waste a lot of time, and so this may be the tempo we see for four full quarters here.
4-2, Galesburg in the early going. We played 2.5 minutes. Krim with it on the outside, and it gets called for double dribbling as he briefly lost the handle on the ball after the pass and then started to dribble it and turns it over. Is that their first, Jim, or second?
I've just got them for the one there.
Okay. Thinking in all the action a little bit ago, I might have missed one. 5:12 to go, first quarter. Galesburg with the ball and a two-point lead. Jones to the right side. Gibson with it on the wing. Skips it back out. Around a screen. Meeker for three, and that one rattles off and falls away. Krim with a rebound for East Peoria. Ethan's got two good looks at it and darn near knocked him down, but just hasn't gotten enough of a roll. On the left side, Mulhern skips it out. Slusher penetrating. Now top of the circle it goes to Krim. 4:45 to go first quarter. Two-point Galesburg lead. Raiders with the ball for East Peoria. Trying to lose Ross on the outside. Passes away to Jacob Burtis instead. He'll come up short on the shot. One-armed rebound on the weak side by Denzel Jones. Into the front court to Gibson. Grant dribbles left to the free throw line, skips it out Ross. Now into the corner, Meeker fakes a three, drives baseline. He'll dish it out to Jones, couldn't handle the pass. Now steps up, 18-footer off the back of the rim. Streaks getting some open looks from the outside, just not knocking him down. Mulhern with the rebound for East Peoria. Skip pass right side, wide open Curtis for three. That one just falls away. And on the weak side, Parks goes up high, pulls down his third rebound. Now into the outside, Ross in transition steps into a three, rebounds his own miss, down the lane, up with the left hand, no, weak side put back for Parks.
Well, way to stay after it there by Tyson Parks. The teams are shooting like it's 9 o'clock in the morning so far.
6-2, Galesburg, we're halfway through the first quarter. And the shooting percentages are not good. But we'll wait till the end of the first quarter for that. On the right side, there's a travel call. Krim faked right, drove left, didn't get the ball down on the floor in time. Second turnover, East Peoria.
Well, the thing that you know the shooting is off is the fact that it's not because of great defense. Both teams are getting some wide open looks. They're just not able to bury that shot early in the morning as they work off yesterday's big feast.
In fact, I have Galesburg 3 of 10 as they do take a moment to look through it.
I got East Peoria 1 of 7.
3:30 to go, first quarter. Galesburg with a 4-point lead, rather, 6-2. Meeker, Jones, looking back door, gets it over to Ross, and now he shuffles the feet before he gets the ball on the floor and turns it over. Such a different atmosphere, and I mean that goes without saying, a 9 o'clock game compared to a 7:30 game on Wednesday night, first game of the season, much bigger crowd, obviously, Wednesday night, but no student section in attendance today. That always takes away a lot of the atmosphere when you don't have 100 or more kids over there making a lot of noise, bouncing up and down behind the Galesburg bench. On the left side, wide open three after a screen. Krim comes up short. Tyson Parks with 5 rebounds in this game already. Gibson drives the lane with a one hand up and in, and a foul called as Kieran Buckley responded too late. Went step for step with Grant to the basket, drew too much contact, and a chance at a 3-point play for Gibson.
A good move to the basket by Grant there and the timing of it. I think he really had been trying to distribute a lot here early in this ballgame. He's had some other opportunities but been spreading it around. Nobody else seemed to be hitting shots, though, and that's one of those where your guys, your leading scorer says, hey, I'm going to go to the basket here and get a couple.
And the free throw is good. First points of the game for Grant Gibson, 9-2 Galesburg. They've scored 7 straight. Gibson coming off a game when he made 7 out of 9 free throws Wednesday night. Now the Streaks put on the full court press, nearly cause a turnover. It's deflected, but Kieran Buckley hangs on to it. Now drives, 1-on-2 at the other end. Shot comes up short. Weak side rebound pops over to Gibson. Here come the Silver Streaks in transition. Grant all the way with a right hand. Another shot and another foul and another chance at a 3-point play.
You know what separates a guy that's a really good scorer from the rest of the even pure shooters is that ability that Grant has to keep your focus when you're going to the basket and getting contact and still get the ball up there and in the basket. Instead of shooting 2 free throws, you're completing a 3-point play. This will be his second straight trip where he's been able to accomplish that.
And Kieran Buckley drew the foul again. How long do you think he was out there, Jim? Maybe about 45 seconds?
maybe not even that.
Didn't start the game, and he picks up 2 defensive fouls on Grant Gibson, who takes advantage of both of them with a 3-point play. And Galesburg now leads by 10, and we got palming the ball in the backcourt on Jacob Burtis, and East Peoria looks really rattled here right now with 2:42 to go in the first quarter.
Good move by Coach Mike Reynolds to go to that full court pressure. He could see that I think, you know, even though East Peoria wasn't hitting their shots, they were getting some really good looks in that half court. He comes out with some pressure and really picks up the energy level of his team, I think.
And the Streaks haven't substituted yet. Turnaround jumper by Gibson on the baseline. That came up well short. Burtis with a weak side rebound after the air ball. Into the front court quickly, down low, and the shot too strong off the glass that time by Drew Trow, and here comes the Streaks in transition again. Gibson through traffic, but contact called, knocked Gibson off balance, and he ended up taking steps, turning it over.
Third turnover for the Silver Streaks, and the first timeout of the game, a full timeout taken here.
2:17 to go, quarter number one, 12-2 Galesburg over East Peoria. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
There's a lot to buying a house besides the purchasing process. Protecting your home and your possessions is very important. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will explain your coverages to you and make sure they provide the peace of mind you desire. We can also review your current policy to make sure you're not paying too much. So to review your policy or get a home insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me, Mark Craddy, today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Tune in for Fighting Illini football as Illinois takes on Northwestern. Coverage begins tomorrow at 2.
The Fighting Illini play here. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
5 minutes, 43 seconds into the first quarter. East Peoria has made only one basket, and Galesburg leads 12-2. Raiders break the full court press coming out of their full timeout here. Now Krim will play the point out of the midcourt circle. Dribbling left, now reverses directions back right, trying to go backdoor look. Finds Mulhern, but he couldn't handle it. Skips it over to the left side. That three rolls through for Matt Hilton, who gets a friendly roll on the road floor, and that gets Galesburg's lead down to 7 at 12-5.
Raiders needed that one in the worst way to get something to go down.
Jones hands off to Grant Gibson. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Parks, top of the circle, now hands off to Devin Ross. Right side, it goes over to Meeker on the wing. With the dribble between the legs, skips it out to Jones. Left side, Gibson with it. On the elbow, fakes right. He'll drive, draws contact, draws a double team, and a lot of contact there. And Grant's going to get two free throws here.
Yeah, I think Ryan Slusher will probably pick up the foul. He swept the arm on the block, and whether he actually got contact or not, just the appearance of that, I think, drew the foul.
That's the third team foul on East Peoria, first of the game on Slusher, and all three fouls on East Peoria so far have been on trying to stop Grant Gibson driving to the basket. First free throws off the back of the rim. Six in the game for Gibson, half of Galesburg's points and a 12-5 lead. J.J. Range into the game for Galesburg. Eric Thompson as well. Parks and Ross sit down for the Silver Streaks.
One of the first guys in the gym today was brother Chad Thompson, Monmouth College player, former Silver Streak, right there on the front row to watch his brother play.
Well short in the free throw is Gibson. Krim with a rebound. Driving it the other direction. Meeker got back defensively. Now tries to wing it through the lane. Does juggle it off Drew Trout a little bit. East Peoria hangs on to it after nearly turning it over in the paint. Minute 15 to go first quarter. 12-5 Galesburg. East Peoria with the ball. Driving in from the left side. Hilton dumps it off. And now a foul called on Galesburg as he gave it away to Trout near the basket.
Second game this morning, if you just like watching basketball, should be a good one. Moline and Peoria Notre Dame. I expect that to be a very good game in the 10-15 contest.
First foul of the game on Ethan Meeker, second on Galesburg. Hilton top of the circle, and it's taken away by J.J. Range. Driving at the other end and gets hammered pretty good. Hard foul by Hilton as Range got out a step ahead of him. So all Hilton could do is reach in from the backside to prevent the layup. That's the fourth turnover on East Peoria. And Range...
They're going to call that flagrant.
Well, they sure are.
He got hit pretty well from the backside. I didn't think it was a dirty play at all, but
it
certainly was a hard foul. Hmm. In fact, J.J. still kind of bending over there trying to shake that one off.
So Range to the free throw line. One of two Wednesday night. Makes the first one here, and he's in the scorebook. 13-5, Galesburg by 8. Just over a minute to play here in the opening quarter of the first game of this Thanksgiving tournament on Friday morning. Second
nice.
Free throw good as well.
Well, J.J. looks real good from the line. Very confident on his stroke, and you can tell he's worked on that in the offseason.
Both opponents in the next game now present. Saw Limestone walk in just a couple of minutes ago. Now Moline fills some seats up behind the East Peoria bench. Galesburg with the ball after the intentional foul. With a 9-point lead, following two free throws by J.J. Range. Logan Davis into the game as well. Here's Gibson, around a curl, knocks down a high post shot. Good screen set by Davis. Galesburg biggest lead by 11 now.
Streaks took full advantage of that flagrant foul with the two free throws and then the buckets.
Driving right side, Krim dumps it off through the lane. Saved by Trow along the baseline, diving out of bounds, and East Peoria keeps possession here. Now they hand back off to Krim, who comes all the way back to the outside with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hilton with it on the right side. Quick three off the back of the rim. Good box out by
yes,
Thompson to come down with a rebound.
Good job by Eric.
Galesburg with an 11-point lead and the ball. 20 seconds to go. Gibson glances at the clock, looks back at Coach Mike Reynolds. Do you want me to hold? Yes. So they'll now hold down to 13 seconds to go. Range, top of the circle, Thompson. Over to Gibson, right wing with 8 seconds to go. Top of the circle, Meeker, open for 6 seconds to go off the back of the rim. Ethan can't find the shot. Rebounded by East Peoria, Slusher from three-quarter court. That's the end of the first quarter. 16-5, Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Tonight on the evening news, it's Meet the Author Night. Mike Hobbs, one of the contributing authors of a new book on the Civil War and Knox County residents, will be our guest at 5:20 tonight on WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Good opening quarter for Galesburg. Scored the first basket of the game. East Peoria came back and tied it at 2. And then they got only one basket the rest of the way, and the Silver Streaks lead 16-5 at the end of one quarter. Basically outscoring the Raiders 14-3 after we were tied early on. Had a little 10-0 run to get it up to 12-2, and then scored the last two buckets, or the last 4 points, rather, of the first quarter. East Peoria has the ball to begin quarter number two. Krim, Slusher stay on the floor along with Mulhern, who shoots a quick three from the left corner, won't go down. Tipped out by Thompson and run down by Slusher for the rebound. Now into the hands of Jacob Burtis, who's back into the game, draws contact in the lane, dishes it out, and another three, this time by Mulhern, and he drains it. Well, second chance proved vital for the Raiders there. Right side, Gibson pulls up right baseline, knocked it down. Tough shot to make on the move like that, but he was able to control his body, floating toward the baseline, and got the straightaway shot into the basket, and Gibson's in double figures with 10 now. Streaks lead by 10. On the outside, Burtis driving in, puts it up with a left hand from the baseline. Shot deflected back out. Last touch by Range, dribbles out of bounds. Back to East Peoria.
Gibson unloading most of his arsenal right now. He's driving to the basket, getting shots on the move, hitting some jumpers. He's doing it all. Meanwhile, Ethan Meeker really slow to get started. The offense has gotten him some real nice looks, but he just hasn't been able to hit the three-pointer yet. If he hits a couple of those, this is a blowout early, but East Peoria has been able to at least hang in there.
Contact as Bennett Krim drives to the baseline. He had one trailing him and one fronting him, and they're going to get Ethan Meeker. Now Meeker's picked up his second foul with 7:02 to go in the first half, so not only has he not scored on 0-for-3 shooting from behind the arc, but he's probably done for the rest of the first quarter, sitting down with two fouls. First free throw in and out by Bennett Krim.
Well, while we've said the Silver Streaks not shooting from the three-point arc very well, even with that 10-point lead, if you talk to East Peoria, I'm sure they would share that frustration, because here's a team that shot the ball pretty well their first two games, and they can't find the range outside of one three-pointer so far here with a minute gone in the second quarter.
One of two from the free throw line goes Krim, 18-9 Galesburg by nine, 7 minutes to go first half. Thompson, now Range on the left side, Davis, Gibson, who has it at the top of the circle, quick three, in and out, rebound, batted around, Range got a hand on it, Thompson got a hand on it, Krim comes out with it for East Peoria, and runs over Grant Gibson at the top of the circle, trying to draw a charge, but picks up a blocking foul instead, his first.
Well, a decent turnout for 9 o'clock in the morning game. Of course, when the home team is involved, that always helps. You have folks who don't have to drive too far.
They've all been out Black Friday shopping. They're done. They're looking for something else to do now.
They've already had lunch, right? There's a few folks from East Peoria here, and you know, part of the goal in getting some of these other local teams, East Peoria, Pekin, and the like in here, to get a better crowd, because when you bring the Chicago teams down, they're just next to nobody. And so no Chicago area teams. Rantoul, the longest drive of anybody here this year.
Right side, Burtis for three after a good look from inside the lane, and Burtis knocks it down wide open on the outside. East Peoria is pulled within six at 18-12. Quick look down low. Parks, Griffin, go over to Jones, who misses the bunny from under the basket, and East Peoria rebounds it.
Frustrating.
That was a good pass from Tyson Parks, and Denzel got it off, but he just was a little too strong. Now a block at the other end. Tyson Parks with a deflection on Krim, and he gets the ball away over to Grant Gibson. Six rebounds now for Tyson Parks already. 19-foot jumper, swish for Gibson. Stepped around a man to the left, found an opening, and it's 20-12 with a full timeout on the floor. 6:01 to go here in the first half. And the Silver Streaks leading by 8, 20-12. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick-A Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick-A Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
6:01 to go in the first half. Galesburg leading 20-12, and the Streaks put the full court press on coming out of their full time out here. Gibson will front Slusher on the inbound, and they break it. Up court to Sean Mulhern. Steps left over to the top of the circle into the corner. Jacob Curtis took a big foot forward, nearly dragged the pivot foot. Now a tough pass into the corner, saved by Krim right in front of the Galesburg bench, and he'll dribble it all the way back out near half court. Ross guarding him. Around a screen, Krim passes it away onto the right side. Slusher's three won't go, and Ross comes in for the rebound, his second of the game. East Peoria has taken only two shots inside the three-point arc this second quarter as Galesburg misses a quick inside shot at the other end. Slusher rebounds for East Peoria. He's already got five boards in the game.
Yeah, Denzel Jones with a quick shot there. Came up empty and back the other way. East Peoria cuts the lead to six.
John Mulhern from the left baseline with a one-hand runner-up with the right hand, and it's 20-14. Quick pass at the other end. Denzel in the air after the lead pass just basically tips it in. And the Streaks right back up by eight quickly in transition.
Yeah, perfect alley-oop that time. That covered nearly half the court, and it was perfect for Jones to put it up and in. The high flyer got it down, and East Peoria's coaching staff not very happy with their defense falling asleep on that one.
So they'll call a 30-second timeout with 5:08 to go here in this first half. See lots of folks with coffee mugs around the gym. Another different feel to the gym with an early morning game, so we thank you for being with us, for whether we're your early morning caffeine or whether you're out and about heading around town just trying to stay warm in and out of the car and in and out of the stores.
Well, and you know, a lot of folks might have been up overnight and need some rest. Well, rest is kind of key in these basketball games too, because by playing the early game here, we get the maximum rest before we play Limestone tonight. Limestone, I think, plays the last game of the first session here, 1 o'clock this afternoon. So, you know, I don't think that was an accident that that happened that way.
Probably not. Quick skip pass from the outside, from the inside to the outside to Mulhern. Now Slusher gives it right back to Mulhern. Left side, he'll skip it right back over to the right side. Burtis drives inside, has the ball knocked out, gets it right back, and then gets called for traveling in the lane as he was bumped around. Just a little guy in there among, not the Galesburg's huge, but Tyson Parks against Burtis is a big mismatch in there, and Burtis got knocked just a little off balance, forced him to pick up his pivot foot.
It doesn't seem like East Peoria should be within 6 or 8 points in this game, but they're working hard, hanging around. But you just get the feel like the Silver Streaks can really run away with this if they start to play a little bit better.
Parks gets positioned down low with a lean back with the right hand, banks it up and in. The Silver Streaks get that 10-point lead back, 24-14. Parks with four in the game to go along with his six rebounds. Bounce pass into the front court, Burtis. Trapped along the sideline, trying to work his way out of it. Skips it out high. Gibson picks it away from the backside. Layup at the other end is good. Had a flyer coming in from the near side, and Gibson was able to hold up just enough. Let him run past him. 12-point lead for Galesburg. Gibson with 14 in the game. We're halfway through the second quarter. Right side. How about a travel there on Buckley as he had to dance the sideline. Force himself from not leaning out. Missed jumper by Krim. Gibson fights off a couple of defenders for the rebound. Here comes Galesburg in transition. Shovels it away to Ross for three. A little bit short. Weak side off the hands of Tyson Parks and into the hands of Ryan Slusher, who has six rebounds now for East Peoria.
We have yet to hit a three-pointer, correct?
Yep. And that would have been a big one there.
Yeah.
Leading by 12. Ethan Meeker is going to come back in the game with 3:20 to go here in the first half and two fouls. Bounce pass from the right to the left. Another three on the way by Curtis from the right corner won't go. And the rebound by Sean Mulhern, who brings it back out. And a little one-handed scoop shot from the right side was not well advised. Grant Gibson with the rebound. Just an off-balance shot. And now Gibson fires a three at the other end. Gets his own rebound after the miss. Nobody blocked him out. Gives it away to Jones. Drives, dishes. Parks
nice.
Up and in.
Excellent job by Parks to use that pivot foot along the baseline. Make himself big as he launched up toward the basket and got it in.
And an excellent job by Denzel as well. After passing up the shot. Now driving at the other end. Buckley gets tripped up by Parks. Unintentional there. As Buckley was driving past Tyson. He was just trying to set position. Got their feet tangled up. That'll be the first of the game on Tyson. And the fifth team foul on Galesburg with 2:47 to go in the first half.
I've been impressed with our rebounding the first couple of games, especially sealing on the defensive side and a weak side. We have not given up much of anything over there, and it doesn't seem to matter what Silver Streak has been in the neighborhood. They've all done an excellent job executing the rebounds on the weak side.
First free throw by Buckley missed.
And that's going to be so important this year because we're going to be outsized in a number of the games that we play. So far, not so much against these first two opponents, but when we get against some of the Western Big Six schools, we'll be giving away a considerable amount of size, and we will have to be able to rebound well.
By the way, this is Carson Buckley. You might remember a name earlier from the game. It was Kieran Buckley, who picked up two quick fouls guarding Grant Gibson. This is Carson Buckley. both 6'1 seniors, so I'm assuming they're twins. Misses the free throw. Gibson with the rebound. Now Grant at the other end. Draws some contact as he moves toward the basket.
It either had to call a foul or a travel there because he took an extra step after they got his arm. And
yep.
Fortunately, we got the foul call.
16 fouls on East Peoria. So the next one puts Galesburg in the bonus. This one will not be a shooting foul. Grant was moving to the basket but was not in the act of shooting. Here's Meeker with it back into the game. 2:30 to go first half. Galesburg leading by 14. Skip pass, right to left over to Meeker on the wing. Gets it back out to Gibson. Looking baseline, gets it to Parks at the right high post. Now over to Ross. Dribbling left, he'll skip it back over to Meeker. East Peoria in a 1-3-1 zone. Streaks trying to find a shot over it or in it. Here's Gibson driving. He found a shot in it, and a one-hand floater with the right hand is good.
Shooting on the move. So many players have trouble with that, but not a problem for Gibson.
Jim, you said it doesn't seem like East Peoria should be within six. Here's Gibson with a steal. He gets fouled. Another basket, and they are now down by 18 with a chance at a three-point play for Gibson again. Since you made that comment, Galesburg has gone on a 12-0 run with a minute 57 to go in the first half.
You just felt like we had the personnel out there to really blow this game open, and we still haven't hit a three-point shot. That's what's amazing. But Grant Gibson's just destroying them on both ends of the court. His quickness and anticipation creating some steals, and then anytime he gets an opportunity, he's putting it in the hole. He just finished his third three-point play.
33-14, Gibson with 11 in the quarter, 19 for the game. And another timeout called by Matt Wright of East Peoria. He will use a 30-second timeout here with a minute 50 to go in the first half. He's used three of them already here in this opening half.
And I think that one was as much out of disgust as anything because it's an odd time to call it. They already had it near the timeline, but I think he just saw that they weren't attacking the Galesburg defense the way he wanted. So at this point of the season, too, you see problems, you just call the timeout and say, all right, here's what we got to do.
Now, they just seem kind of flummoxed a little bit and almost down a little bit, almost like the shoulders had slumped a little bit because,
yep,
as you said, you know, they were hanging around there. And really, in the blink of an eye, they have gone from down 6 to down 19 with a minute 50 to go.
Yeah, and the Silver Streaks have done a nice job instilling in some of the other teams that have come in here to watch the fact that you're going to have your hands full when you play Galesburg. I think that's Limestone or Notre Dame sitting down on the other end, on the far end from us. I think that looks like their colors. So Peoria and Notre Dame playing the next game against Moline. I have not seen the Maroons yet, have you?
Yeah, they're up here in
our left corner.
Behind the East Peoria bench. All right, Raiders coming out of the timeout. Krim drives and whips it through the lane, and Drew looks back at Krim. That was as hard a pass from about 6 feet away as you may ever see. And Trow looked at him like, who did you think was going to catch that one? Seventh turnover on East Peoria.
And, you know, the Raiders are really not a quick enough team, at least against Galesburg, I don't think, to really use any effective full-court pressure, so that's not something in their arsenal right now. It makes it tough for them to catch up from a 19-point deficit.
On the right side, Roth slips, then got pushed from behind. There's the foul called on Krim. Krim just reached out with a left hand, gave Roth a little bit extra momentum into the backside, and does get called for the foul. So Roth to the free throw line, his first varsity free throw coming here. And Matt Wright's going to send in three fresh players for East Peoria. I'm interested here, Jim, with a minute 25 to go in the first half and a 19-point lead, the coach Mike Reynolds is leaving Ethan Meeker out there with those two fouls.
Well, you know, he had a pretty good rest, and I think he would just like to see Ethan get a feel for his shot. Although, you know, we saw Ethan last year, even though he was a freshman, he later in the season, he started to make some moves to the basket. And so far in two games here, he is strictly a guy standing out at the three-point line. And he'll be very valuable there, but I would like to see him on nights when he's not shooting very well. Go ahead and use that athleticism. Take it inside.
After the missed free throw, another steal by Galesburg. Ross gets contact, gets tripped up by a couple of players, misses the shot. Meeker with a rebound. Now he's going to shoot the three. And that one rolls in and out. Thompson with a weak side rebound. That won't go. And a hand on it by Kevontae Shaw underneath the basket. And he gets fouled from the backside and a one-and-one coming. Four shots at the basket there for Galesburg after the turnover.
And that's three on Slusher, one of the key players for this East Peoria team. And Silver Streaks have
Responded pretty well for a 9 o'clock in the morning game on the day after Thanksgiving. Missed free throw there by Shaw and a foul against Thompson.
And more substitutions as Matt Wright continues to send in a number of different players. Trying to find the right combination out there. And now Ethan Meeker is going to go to the bench. Bryce Reed in for Galesburg, joining Shaw, Thompson, Ross, and Gibson with a minute to go in a 20-point Galesburg lead here. Driving left side. Gibson might have gotten away with one from the backside as Bryce Markham drove around him, tried to poke it away from the backside. Markham fell down. Now another loose ball scrambled for. And Devin Ross comes up with the ball on the floor. He gets tangled up with Jacob Burtis on the floor, and Devin gets called for traveling.
Yeah, East Peoria never really had a handle on the ball there the entire possession, I don't think. It was poked around, and then by the time we pick it up, Ross gets tackled a little from the ankles and gets called for the travel.
Driving in from the right side, dishing it out. Carson Buckley, right corner, knocks down a three, and East Peoria needed that one in the worst way. With 33 seconds to go in the first half, still a 17-point Galesburg lead.
Optimum, you'd like to see the Streaks work the clock down, take the final shot of this half, not let East Peoria have another chance to get within 14 here.
With a lot of inexperience out there right now, how savvy will they be with that ball?
Well, the guy holding it's got a lot of experience.
For a moment, I thought Bryce Reed was going to launch it. Down to 12 seconds to go. He skips it out. Thompson now left side over to Ross with 6 seconds to go. Ross drives and, oh, a blocking foul called as I thought Matt Hilton had position. But Ross is going to get a chance at a three-point play here as he finished off the bucket as well.
You get another chance. You know, we talked about the Streaks have not hit three-pointers from the outside, but at least our fourth chance, maybe fifth, for a conventional three-point play with the shot and a free throw to follow.
Think he gets away with that in a Western Big Six game?
I don't know. That was that was a nip and tuck.
20-point Galesburg lead after Ross makes a free throw. A half-court shot at the buzzer is no good by Mulhern. And the Silver Streaks take a 37-17 lead into halftime. A look at first half statistics, a word with the coaching staff, and a look at the individual scoring as well. All coming up as Galesburg leads East Peoria by 20 at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We get them in the pool in an unweighted environment where they can, it's like a traction in the deep water.
Oftentimes, improper form or using too much weight for a particular lift can cause young athletes to experience injuries. Fortunately, Ron Smith, physical therapy assistant, can get them back in the game.
We just work on a lot of core strengthening, and then we do a lot of exercises with lower extremity in the pool, and then we can work onto the land-based therapy doing the same type of exercises.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Toys R Us has all the toys kids want, all in one easy place. Our Black Friday sale continues now through Saturday with hundreds of doorbusters, including new doorbusters starting Friday, 5 a.m. while supplies last, like Monster High Ghouls Roll Dolls, just $9.99. Plus, it's our biggest tablet sale ever with incredible deals on over 20 tablets starting at just $49.99. Make all their wishes come true at Toys R Us.
Limit one per guest. Exclusions apply. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime, game number one on this Friday portion of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. And outside of an early 2-2 tie, it's pretty much been all Galesburg here. East Peoria's hung around, but then the Silver Streaks finished the first half on a huge run, outscoring East Peoria, which trailed by only 6 at the time. Galesburg outscores East Peoria over the final 5.5 minutes of the second quarter, 17-3. And leads it by 20 at the half. They outscored it by 11 in the first quarter. East Peoria cut that 11-point lead down to 6, and then Galesburg went on that big run. And pretty comfortable here at halftime, Jim. I like the way this team's played.
Yeah, no question. 20-point lead, and the thing is, you know that with the coaching staff that we have, that's never going to be a reason to assume that you can just walk through the second half. Mike Reynolds will make sure that they don't let up in that. and in pretty good shape here at halftime, with the Silver Streaks shooting 47% from the field. They're 15 out of 32, and as we mentioned, if you're just joining us, yet to make a three-point shot in this game. We kind of abandoned that shot in the second quarter after it became evident we could go inside on these guys and get some points, and so that's been the story of the game. East Peoria, they have really struggled on the offensive end, not only shooting the ball, but just ball handling there in the second quarter. A number of turnovers, just look real shaky on their possessions. Silver Streaks defense has been good, holding East Peoria to 25% from the field, just 6 out of 24 for a Raiders team that had shot pretty well in the early season. Rebounds, pretty much a dead heat at this point. We've got Silver Streaks with about 20 on the glass and 17 for East Peoria. And turnovers, 9 for the Raiders, just 4 for the Silver Streaks. Only one turnover in that well-played second quarter for Galesburg.
Galesburg 0 for 8 from three-point range. But again, it hasn't mattered so far on the scoreboard, leading by 20. East Peoria was 4 of 13 in the first half, so right around 30%. But 12 of their 17 points coming from behind the arc. East Peoria only 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Galesburg, meanwhile, Coach Mike Reynolds said in the pregame show that that was one area that he definitely wasn't happy about on Wednesday night, was the free throw shooting. Better today here so far, 7 of 10. Hey, 70%. I can figure that one out.
There you go. Well, and Denzel Jones was the one that really struggled there the other night from
That's
the line.
Right.
And has he been there today? I don't think
no.
He's been to the line
nope,
yet.
Not so far.
Okay.
Silver Streaks leading by 20 at the half, 37-17. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll take a look at individual scoring, and we'll talk with the Streaks coaching staff when we come back from John Field Gymnasium. The Silver Streaks leading East Peoria by 20 at halftime. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The biggest weekend of the holiday shopping season is here. And this year, YEM is asking the question, why save hundreds when you could save thousands? For the first time ever, YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC are capitalizing on Black Friday shopping with holiday discount pricing on every Chevy, Buick, and GMC on the lot, which means the price you see is the lowest price guaranteed. Shop YEM's Black Friday sales event, and you'll save over $3,200 off a 2013 Chevy Equinox, over $2,600 off a 2014 Chevy Cruze. Holiday discount price to just over $17,800 or 2013 Chevy Malibu. Buy for $20,906 and save over $4,000. Or check out the 2013 Chevy Traverse. Markdown over $4,500.
Black Friday deals are about to be more than just getting a brand new TV.
Especially when you can save thousands with holiday discount pricing on the brand new Chevy, Buick, and GMC of your dreams. Shop the Black Friday sales event today through Monday only at YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC. 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg.
It's time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. A checkup will ensure that your policies still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Craddy, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
The official WGIL forecast, becoming partly sunny today, high of 36. Tonight, cloudy and not as cold, with a low of 26. Sunny tomorrow and a high of 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 26. Sunday, sunny and 42. Cloudy skies and 42-degree highs Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday, highs in the mid-40s with a chance of rain. Currently, it is 22 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Hi, I'm Jim Bohannon. Listen to my show every weekday night from 9 till midnight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Ed Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. 37-17 is the Galesburg lead over East Peoria. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here in the first half. Leading scorer for the Raiders is Sean Mulhern with only 5, and obviously with only 17 points, you can anticipate that they're not going to have anybody really tearing it up necessarily. Jacob Burtis, Carson Buckley, and Matt Hilton all have 3 points, and all on three-point baskets. Ryan Slusher has 2, Bennett Krim has 1, and nobody else has scored for East Peoria. Drew Trow, Kieran Buckley, and Bryce Markham have all had time on the floor but have not scored. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson has half of the points here in the first half, 19 of Galesburg's 37. Tyson Parks and Devin Ross each have 6. Denzel Jones has added 4. J.J. Range off the bench had a couple of free throws in the first quarter for his 2 points. Ethan Meeker, Logan Davis, Bryce Reed, Eric Thompson, and Kevonte Shaw have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who lead it 37-17 here at halftime. The opening game of the Friday portion of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament, Peoria, Notre Dame, and Moline will play each other at 10:15 or thereabouts at whatever point this game ends. Rantoul will face Pekin at 11:45, and then Limestone and United Township play the last game of the first session. The Rockets will be the Galesburg opponent in the last game of the tournament tonight at 7:15. Also, we want to remind you tomorrow the Galesburg girls will be back in action as the Galesburg Thanksgiving tournament continues on the girls' side as well. Games only taking place at Knoxville today, with Metamora and United Township and Knoxville playing the Redbirds. Tomorrow there will be games at Lombard with East Peoria and Freeport, East Peoria and UT, and Alleman and Illini West. Games at Knoxville will feature Peoria Christian and Illini West, Alleman and Springfield, Knoxville and Peoria Christian. Springfield plays Knoxville, and then Springfield plays Dunlap. Those are all rotating between varsity and freshman sophomore games. And then at Galesburg tomorrow, Galesburg sophomores will play Freeport at 4:30. The Galesburg varsity will play Freeport here in Thiel at 6:30 tomorrow. So Galesburg girls have a quiet weekend. Let's go down sideline quickly. Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman.
All right, well, thanks, Brad. Coach, pretty good first half, second quarter, real strong.
Yeah, and I mean, we're the kind of ball club that's going to be able to really play in spurts and go on runs, and our defense created that, and we got a lot of layups on the other end from it.
Yeah, going to the full court press really seemed to pick it up for you.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be that 84-foot team that can do that and get numbers going the other way. And when we do that, we can go on those 6-8-0 runs, and that makes a big difference.
Keep the pressure up to open the third quarter then?
Yeah, we want to continue and don't want to get lulled into that this game is over, because it's far from that. Want to keep creating good habits and building good habits. And a few things we got to shore up. We're getting beat a lot on the dribble drives, and we got to be a little more crisp in our half-court offense.
Talk to you tonight, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us on the Halftime Coaches Interview, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. So again, to kind of wrap up the thoughts on the Thanksgiving tournament schedules, lots of games for the Galesburg boys. Most of the Galesburg girls' action has already been done, although, again, there are other tournament games going on the girls' side of the Thanksgiving tournament. But Coach Evan Massey's team does not have another game until tomorrow night when they will play Freeport. We will have the Galesburg Hall of Fame induction ceremonies scheduled for 5:30 tomorrow from here at John Thiel Gym. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson will anchor that coverage for us, and then they'll seamlessly transition right into the girls' game against Freeport, and then we'll follow with the final game of the boys' tournament against Peoria Notre Dame. That all coming up tomorrow. Here we're underway. Galesburg with the ball to start the second half. A one-hand floater by Devin Ross. He just stepped into the lane. Nobody came over to stop him, so he puts it up and in with the right hand.
And that's frustrating for East Peoria. They're having enough trouble dealing with Grant Gibson, and then when somebody else starts shooting those floaters in there like that, it's a five-headed monster out there for Galesburg right now.
22-point lead and a tough shot by Sean Mulhern, running through the lane to his left, threw it up with the right hand, and he banks it in off the glass. 39-19, Galesburg by 20. Gibson backs his way in, skips it out to Ross, right back to Grant, open for three. Swish. 22 now for Grant Gibson as the Silver Streaks lead 42-19. Krim into the front court, spins, dishes it off under the basket, over the basket by Trow. Weak side rebound, Devin Ross. Into the front court quickly come the Silver Streaks. Dishes it left side, driving, Jones, fade away with the right hand is good.
Can do no wrong here in the first three trips down the court in the second half.
Playing loose and having some fun, leading by 25 just underway in the third quarter. Between the circles, Krim trying to lose Ross out there. Spin move in the lane. Dishes it over right side into the corner to Mulhern. He'll drive. Scoops it up with the right hand. Contact. No foul. Tyson Parks with the rebound. Quickly into the front court. Gibson pulls up from 12. That one is good.
Man, I'm glad I'm not having to play us right now.
Hitting from everywhere on the floor right now. Krim drives, dishes in the lane. Trow can't handle it. Skips it out to the corner. Burtis for three. No. Rebound off Parks' hands. A scramble for it. Jones comes in, takes it away. He loses the handle on it. Trow right back to Burtis. That three won't go, and there's Ross on the weak side for the rebound. quickly into the front court. Jones had an opening to the basket. Reverse from the left hand, banks it in.
Up and under. Good hang time by Denzel, and then finishes the shot. And that's five straight trips. We've been outstanding on offense.
29-point lead, 48-19. Well, what did Steve Cheesman say? We don't want to get lulled into sleep here thinking this game's over. They haven't done it. Here's a miss by Krim, and another rebound by Ross, and now he loses the handle on it, turns it over. First giveaway by Gillsburg, second half. In transition, Burtis behind the back, ill-advised shot through the lane. Ross with a steal, Gibson at the other end misses. Putback won't go, rebound tipped around, and Trow comes up with it for East Peoria. And then a foul, or nope, just a reach in, knocking it out of bounds. Well, Gillsburg finally missed.
Coach Matt Wright of East Peoria walking up and down in front of his bench with his hands on his head. Just, you know, I don't think that the fact that they dropped this game is that big a deal to him, but the way they're playing, they are struggling on both ends in such a big way right now.
Penetration as Mulhern tries to drive down just outside the right side of the lane, dribbles right amongst three Gillsburg defenders, and Devin Ross gets called for the reach in, hacking him on the arm. First foul of the game on the sophomore, quick inbound. Now over it goes to Aaron Scully, who's into the game for the first time, a 5'7 senior, and he'll hand off to Mulhern. Trying to drive in from the right side, dishes it off into the wing, Slusher for three, that won't go. Parks loses the handle on the rebound, that's because East Peoria got in there, knocked it loose, Trow picks it up and banks it in. Second basket of the second half for East Peoria. Here's Gibson driving, dishing under the basket. There's Jones with the beneficiary again. He's got six quick points here in the second half, and Gillsburg leads again by 29.
I think in this third quarter we're seeing a lot of what Coach Mike Reynolds talks about in practice. He's very encouraged by the balance that this team has when they get it rolling up and down the court.
Cutting up the floor on the sideline, Scully, but the pass went behind him into the corner. He couldn't get back to it, and it's out of bounds back to Gillsburg.
You know, and when Coach first told me there in the football season that we weren't going to have Joe Williams for the first two-thirds of the year, I thought that was really a bad blow, but this team isn't missing a beat as Gibson misses and follows by Tyson Parks up and in.
That's eight rebounds in the game for Parks to go along with his 8 points. Gillsburg leads by 31 now. With 4:20 to go, we're not even halfway through the third quarter, and Gillsburg already has 52 points on the board. They scored 56 in the whole game Wednesday night. Between the circles, Scully drives left after faking right, scoops it back out to Mulhern. Gibson comes over, and Mulhern backs away. Now launches a long three, and that one's good. Five in the quarter for Mulhern. He's the leading scorer for East Peoria with 10 on the game. Gillsburg by 28. Here's Meeker. On the right side, tough pass through the lane. East Peoria gets a hand on it. Now a scramble for it. Gibson dives for it. East Peoria still on the floor, and they come up with it. Second Gillsburg turnover of the half. Skip pass to the outside to Bryce Markham. Now back between the circles to Mulhern. 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Another long three by Mulhern. That one rattles through.
Man, that was
well, you're going to have to step out a little bit more, apparently, on him. Eight in the quarter for Mulhern. He's quickly up to 13 for the game. Mulhern came in averaging 19 a game. Had 20 against Limestone. Now a long three at the other end. And finally, Galesburg's Ethan Meeker and the Streaks overall get a three-pointer.
Meeker needed that one in a big way. Ethan's not had a real good game in a lot of aspects tonight. I thought he's gotten out-hustled on a couple of shots with the ball loose on the floor. So he needed that three-pointer to pick him up.
Between the circles, Slusher. Now starts to dribble right on Gibson between two defenders and a reach-in foul called on Grant on the arm. Tried to penetrate between Meeker and Gibson. That'll be the second foul of the game on Gibson. I misspoke. Grant did hit a three earlier in the quarter, so Meeker's first was not the first for the team. Second team foul on Gillsburg, despite the aggressive play by the Silver Streaks here. Still only two fouls and none for East Peoria. But part of that, I think, is just because Gillsburg's ball movement has been so crisp in the half court that East Peoria can't catch up to him to foul even if they wanted to. Front court pass goes into the left corner. They're going to look for Mulhern as much as they can now. That three goes off the front of the rim, and the rebound under the basket by Trow, and a reach-in called on Gillsburg trying to strip it away from it.
Well, we've, as in years past, some of our tournaments here, we play under the illusion that games will only take an hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
This one's moving along pretty well, but they still won't start that next game at 10:15 this morning.
Lob on the inbound goes to Kieran Buckley, and he gets fouled.
But
what happens?
going to say there is a bumper of games this afternoon, so there's some catch-up time. If you played all the way through, you'd be way behind schedule.
But again, if Galesburg is ahead by 30 in the fourth quarter, then I think we go continuous clock anyway.
Yeah, normally in the tournament you do, right.
Now East Peoria turns it over. Didn't quite see who touched it last, but the Raiders thought Galesburg had gotten a hand on it. It goes out of bounds, and Strix get it on the turnover. Into the left corner, Denzel Jones, baseline, gives it back out to Ross, drives, free throw line, dishes it over to Gibson on the elbow. He'll penetrate to the free throw line. Big jump stop, no travel called. He passed it away, and Jones drives in from the baseline, hits the back of the backboard with the shot, but he's going to get two fouls.
I know I say this every year and I show my age, but if you make that move when I played, it would be a travel 100% of the time. I mean, that was just a jump stop or hop step was never even thought to be allowed back in the day. But as Grant did right there, sometimes you get away with it.
Jones makes a free throw. His first attempt of the game. 29-point Galesburg lead. 7 in the quarter for Jones, 11 for the game. That foul, by the way, was the third on Kieran Buckley. The kid can't be on the floor 15 seconds, it seems like, without picking up a foul. And he does rebound the missed free throw. 2:20 to go third quarter. Galesburg matched its Victoria scoring total from Wednesday night with 56 here. And a bad pass in the lane. Hits Grant Gibson on the leg. He picks it up off the floor. Streaks in transition.
Oh, yeah.
Up and in by Jones, and another foul.
Man, Denzel can finish that break so well. And Gibson, again, with the steal. He's had a number of steals defensively, and then Grant leads the break with an excellent pass, and Denzel up and under the basket, a different direction this time, makes it look easy.
And another three-point play opportunity for the Streaks, and this one rolls off. A rebound by Krim. 13 in the game now for Denzel Jones. His career high on a varsity level. Into the game, curling through the lane and knocked out of the hands of Trow after the pass by Bryce Markham, and a foul called on Galesburg.
Yeah, late whistle that time. Meeker thought he got away with it, and then when the whistle was blown, he looked away like, oh, man, I thought I had it, but I think he got a good piece of the arm there.
Well, that's four now on Meeker, so not only is he struggling offensively, but he's in foul trouble, and for the moment, he stays on the floor. Just under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass on the inside to Buckley. He tries to drive baseline, and he gets pushed.
Denzel that
time. That'll be number two on the game on Denzel.
Well, it's a pretty good feeling, though, to know that the guy that you probably figure is going to be your number two scorer has 3 points, and you're ahead by 31.
Ross deflects the inbound pass and then jumps up and gets it before anybody else can. 14 turnovers by East Peoria. Gibson gets bumped by Trow. That's his first for East Peoria, second of the half. On the Raiders, and the Streaks will inbound it from the baseline just to the right of the basket. Minute 47 to go, third quarter. This one's kind of slowed down here a little bit, but the Streaks have scored 21 points here in this third quarter. Still a minute 47 to go. Now Jones is going to launch a three. That one won't go. Ross gets a hand on the rebound, but Markham picks it up off the floor for East Peoria. Wouldn't that just been the way? Denzel would have knocked one down from the outside, too. Here's a bad pass again in the lane. Matt Hilton drove, didn't know what to do with it, just threw it on the floor. Streaks get it back. Meeker to the left side. Ross fakes the three. Back out to Ethan, top of the circle. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Thompson put back. Oh. That rolls off. Rebound, gets it back again with a left hand, and that one won't go, but he's fouled. Boy, I'd like to see that from Eric Thompson. Rather slightly built on the inside, but he outworked everybody for two offensive rebounds, and he's going to benefit with a couple of free throws here.
Yeah, I mean, Eric just really a carbon copy of his brother Chad at this age. Chad was slightly built, had to work hard to get himself a little stronger with that frame as he got through his career. Eric not quite the three-point shooter yet that Chad was, but, you know, We really need his size inside, and yep. For him to go inside, he'd probably rather play outside, but we really need him inside.
Misses both free throws, and the rebound by Trow. So now the Streaks' three free throw percentage is sinking here a little bit in the third quarter, as they haven't been very effective there, 1 of 5 at the line. 1 minute to go, third quarter, still with a 31-point lead, so we won't quibble about the free throw shooting right now. I'm sure Mike Reynolds will have something to say about it later, though. Kieran Buckley fakes right, drives left, in the lane, gets fouled from behind, and now Galesburg with 17 fouls, and a two-shot foul here coming for Buckley anyway.
And we can hear Mike Reynolds clear up here with headphones on, yelling, why are you doing that? He was, you know, put his hands up in the air. He wants his guys to quit reaching and quit fouling here with a 31-point lead.
Third foul of the game on Eric Thompson. Buckley to the free throw line. 7 of 8 from the free throw line in the first two games of the season, and he misses that one.
Both teams pretty rough from the line right now.
Yeah, they're 1 for 5 for the game. Streaks are 1 of 5 this quarter. East Peoria, 1 of 5 for the game from the line. Second one up, and that one's good. But first points of the game for the senior, Kieran Buckley. 30-point Galesburg lead, 58-28, 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Ross to Thompson between the circles, along with Logan Davis, Ethan Meeker, and Denzel Jones. Meeker fakes left, drives right, lost his man, penetrates. He can't get the shot up, and an offensive rebound by Thompson is fouled again.
Good to see Ethan drive to the basket. Mentioned that earlier. Don't be content to just sit out there. Go ahead and go inside. And he just kind of jammed that a little bit too much between the backboard and the rim. And Thompson was there to follow up. Let's see if Eric can have a little more touch this trip to the line than he had the last outing.
East Peoria has quickly picked up 5 team fouls. That's the third of the game on Bryce Markham. And that free throw won't go down for Eric Thompson. 0 for 3 now. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Moline waiting in the tunnel on the far side from us, just to the left of the Galesburg bench. Thompson hits front end on the fourth free throw attempt that he misses.
Obviously, there's an area of the game we've got to do a lot of work on, and that's the free throw line, because you're not going to lead by 30 in Western Big Six games and afford to miss all those.
1 for 7 now in the quarter is Galesburg. Good pass down low by Buckley. Dumps it off to Trowell. Trowell lays it up and in, 58-30. Galesburg by 28 with 12 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Mike Reynolds says, let's go, let's go, let's go. We're down to 8 seconds. High post, Logan Davis. 4 seconds to go. Gets pushed away. Left corner, Meeker for 3. A little bit short. Rebound by Ross, but the putback is too late. The buzzer sounded. Galesburg by 28 at the end of 3, 58-30. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only $1. Price and participation may vary.
Give the gift of health this year, all day today. When you purchase a $50 gift card for the Knox County YMCA, you get $5 for free. Gift cards can be used for things such as before and after school care, Cool Age Club, tumbling, martial arts. So many ways to put those healthy dollars to play. Spend 50, get 5 free. Going on now at your Knox County YMCA. No one is ever turned away for an inability to pay. The Y, so much more.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg extends the lead in the third quarter, outscoring East Peoria 21-13, and they now lead by 28 heading into the final corner, and East Peoria turns it over on the opening possession. Penetration drive, lost it in the lane. 15 turnovers on East Peoria, and now 7 on Galesburg as Thompson drives to the basket in from the right side and gets called for traveling.
Streaks have pulled off the pressure here with the big lead, and I think one more basket here that put us up 30 would get us continuous clock. We didn't check with that before the tournament started, but that historically is during this and the King tournament. They will run that. We'll see what happens.
East Peoria, 2 straight turnovers on their opening possessions now. They threw it out of bounds along the baseline. Ross, Davis, Thompson, Jones, and Shaw back in for Galesburg. Shaw replaces Meeker, who's on the bench to begin the fourth quarter with 4 fouls. But Galesburg leads by 28. Looking for a basket here to push it back up to 30 or 31. Shaw on the right side. Many of the starters still in for East Peoria will set the lineup for you there at their next offensive possession. Ross dribbles to the top of the circle. Thompson has it, swings it over left side. Shaw fakes, found an opening, drives baseline, gets blocked on the way to the basket, and he's going to get 2 free throws. Missed one earlier, still looking to get into the scoring book. His 6'1 sophomore, Kevonte Shaw, did not score in the game against Pekin, so he's still looking not only to get into the scorebook here, but to get his first varsity points of the season. And the first free throw is up and in.
Shaw looked good at the line, and he looked good last year in a number of the sophomore games that he played in. We thought, hey, this guy will be able to contribute later in his career. Well, he's better sooner than later. As a sophomore, he's already playing varsity.
Second free throw. Oh. Rattles in and out. East Peoria with a rebound. Foul, meanwhile, was on Matt Hilton, his third. Gillsburg by 29 with under 7 minutes to go in the game. Driving right side, baseline pass to Scully. Skips it through the left side to Rico Rodriguez now in the lane. A pump fake by Carson Buckley. Gets Gillsburg up in the air, and Buckley's going to get two free throws. Good to see some of the Gillsburg athletes up early here. On the far side behind the Gillsburg bench, I see football players Matt Hawkins, Peyton Isaacson, Ben Holloway down there. I saw Jackson Weatherby here earlier. Of course, he played basketball his first 2 years at GHS and then decided he's got a big family trip to Australia coming up over the Christmas break. So basketball was not in his plans for this year. Carson Buckley misses the first free throw. And a few more people have trickled into the gymnasium as the morning has gone along. And it's not just fans of other teams. We actually see some more Gillsburg shirts here than we saw earlier in the game. Moline and Peoria Notre Dame will play next. 6:36 to go in the game. Denzel Jones has his pocket picked by Aaron Scully, and Gillsburg turns it over for the eighth time in the lane. Hilton cut off, skips it back out to Carson Buckley, who hits a three-pointer. His second from behind the arc in the game. 7 points now for Carson Buckley.
They have chances of getting continuous clock. Fading quickly now with our second string against their first string. You figure East Peoria is going to make up some ground here.
And another Gillsburg turnover as Logan Davis juggled the ball, then stepped toward it, tried to get it before it went out of bounds, and he couldn't catch up to it. Reed Meeks, a 6'4 senior, into the game for East Peoria, and this kid's got his tight end body. He's a big kid. 6'4, what do you think, Jim? 270?
I would say so, because he's just big top to bottom.
He's real taking big up through some space.
Big through the chest all the way down.
So Kevontae Shaw gets to guard him. Good luck, Kevontae.
I would say he's right up there with what Pudge Ricketts was when he was playing basketball here.
Driving down, they get it right to him. He juggles the pass, gets it back, collects it, and banks it in.
Maybe not quite as muscular as Pudge, but big nonetheless.
So into the game, the senior scores quickly, and now the ball batted away from behind by Ross. Or out of Ross's hands by Scully. Gillsburg hangs on to it with under 6 minutes to go in the game. 23-point Gillsburg lead, 59-36. They did creep it up to 31 in the third quarter, but it's got to be 30 or more in the fourth quarter before that continuous clock kicks in. J.J. Range into the game. Here comes a double team. Reverses back to Ross. Dribbles left side of the lane. Kicks it over into the corner to Logan Davis. I'll bring it back out with Ross on the elbow. Driving, baseline, skips it out, right corner Shaw for three, good. Nice dribble drive by Devin Ross to draw the defense and then kicked it out to the open Shaw for the three-pointer.
And a steal by J.J. Range and a two-on-one. He's got Thompson.
He's going to throw it up on the alley-oop, but he leads Thompson too much. And now coming in from the backside, Shaw fouls Bryce Markham, who came down with a rebound.
And
Big
Mike
smile
Reynolds.
By Dad down here, but yep. Not by Coach Mike
no,
Reynolds.
No, he wasn't real happy with that decision.
Second foul of the game on the sophomore Shaw. Stops the clock with 5:24 to go in the game. Again, Gillsburg will play Limestone coming up in the last game of the tournament here today. Missed free throw batted around. Rodriguez comes up with it for East Peoria, though. And another jumper on the way. That won't go down. Could have been a three-pointer, but no. Eric Thompson with his sixth rebound for the Silver Streaks. Has it at the top of the circle, now right side Range. Dribbling left, found an opening in the lane, whips it away to nobody from the free throw line, and look at the look on Mike Reynolds' face.
he had Shaw over there in the corner and Ross on the wing, and he just rifled the pass right in between them. I think out of the corner of his eye, he saw a black jersey and just thought, well, I'll get it over there in the neighborhood, but nobody went after it.
It was a good pass to Tyson Parks, though.
It was.
Sitting on the bench. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Now losing the handle on the pass. Scully gets it down before it goes out of bounds. Over to Mitch Ganeem into the game, a 6 foot senior. Over to Rodriguez, 18-footer is too strong. About 7 rebounds for Devin Ross now in this game. Ross quickly up court to Range on the left side. Around a screen from Cal Morling. Top of the circle, Thompson. Now Shaw with it on the right side. Under 4.5 minutes to go. Bounce pass on the inside to Thompson, trying to post up. Shovels it back out to Shaw. Another three-pointer.
Oh, he's feeling it. Good job, Ponte.
Shaw with 7 in the quarter. Galesburg, whoop, back up to 29 now. 65-36. Quick jumper at the other end. That will go down. There's Cavante for the rebound. Now they could go up by 30. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. Here's Shaw penetrating, gets it off to Morling. Wasn't quite ready for it, and then Cal thought Cavante was going to go ahead and take it to the basket after he stepped past his man. Did a good job to control a high pass right around his shoulders, and then Cal got fouled for 2 free throws here.
Yeah, I've done that before. You're there on the baseline, and you see a guy driving the paint. You think, okay, he's going in, and then next thing you know, the ball's in your face. And Cal did a good job taking it off his face and somehow still getting a shot up. He missed the first free throw. He'll have one more to try and make it a 30-point Galesburg lead.
With 4:04 to go in the game, 65-36 is the Silver Streaks lead. They have scored the last 6 and now the last 7 as Morling makes the free throw.
Well, they got a free throw.
66-36, Galesburg by 30. Past the halfway point of quarter number 4 now. Boy, J.J. is all over Matt Hilton on the outside, playing tough defense even with a 30-point lead. And now another pass off the hand of Reed Meeks. He juggled one earlier down under the basket and juggles another one here, and it dribbles out of bounds for the turnover.
Well, maybe J.J. will fill that Trevon Diggins role. Trevon, who graduated last year, the guy that told us he's the energy man, energy bunny out there. And so maybe J.J. will be that guy coming in off the bench for the Streaks this year.
Alan Massey replaces Range on the floor for the Silver Streaks, who lead by 30. Morling to Shaw. Going to launch another one, Cavante. Nope, he's going to pass it away this time. Back between the circles to Dakota Williams, a 6-foot junior into the game. Massey, a 5'10 junior. And yep, that name belongs to that family. Alan is the son of the Silver Streaks girls basketball coach, who can enjoy watching his son play for a couple of games. And I'm sure there's a girls' practice coming up here soon.
Team's a little sloppy with the ball now. 5 turnovers apiece here in this quarter. Clock continues to run on the continuous clock with that 30-point bulge.
Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Right side, here's Massey with it, dribbling left to the top of the circle. Left side swinging over to Bryce Reed, who had 7 points and a key point in the fourth quarter of the win over Pekin Wednesday night. Here's Shaw with it, dribbles left, tries to drive right around his man, gets cut off there. He'll bounce it in. Backing up, Dakota Williams. Turnaround jumper is good, and he draws a foul. And Dakota Williams scores his first varsity points.
Williams looking nice and confident with a post move in there. Cavante Shaw really feeling good after he hit a couple of three-pointers. He's handling the ball well. And nice to see these guys contributing off the bench for the Silver Streaks and not giving up that lead.
Mitch Ganeem with the foul, his first. 18 fouls on East Peoria as the clock continues to roll toward the 2-minute mark of this game. And the free throw rattles off. And the rebound by Meeks for East Peoria. Quickly into the front court, pass left side over to Scully. High arcing shot, won't go down from about 8 feet away. And there's Dakota getting another stat into the book with his first rebound. Quick shovel shot to Morling, down low, puts it up and in over Meeks. Got the pump fake to get Meeks to bite on it, and Morling has his first varsity basket, and the Streaks have cracked the 70-point mark. Shot down low, that won't go. Cavante Shaw with another rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks. Quick three by Shaw. That one's off the back of the rim. High rebound taken away from Meeks. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by East Peoria.
Silver Streaks over 50% from the field now for the game. And they shot 51% on opening night. So if we keep that up, we're going to win a lot of games this year.
Shaw inbounds. Wide open Reed. Right wing. That's good for 3.
Crunch time player of the game from opening night Wednesday. Bryce Reed buries another 3.
Silver Streaks' lead was down to 23 at 59-36. They've just scored 14 straight points now with under a minute to go in the game. Bounce pass down low. Meeks collects this one nicely on a bounce. Steps to the basket, banks it in. That ends the run. Galesburg by 35 with 40 seconds to go. Reed, ball knocked away, now kicked away. Saved by Cal Morling short of half court. Draws a double team. Over to Williams. Left corner, 3 for Massey. Air ball. Weak side rebound to Ganeem. Boy, the bench wanted that one.
They were up, weren't they? Yep.
Well, Morling scored. Williams scored. Shaw scored. They were hoping Massey would score. Now here's an air ball that'll dribble out of bounds. Reed scored off the bench, so Got to get Massey in the books here.
That was the big kid Meeks, who I don't think he's going to shoot many from out there, but he thought, well, at this point of the game, let it fly. He caught air and turned around and laughed about it.
Down to nine. Reed shovels it up with the left hand. That won't go. Williams kicks it out to Massey. Another three. Rolls off. Rebound on the floor, and the Streaks can't come up with it. That one was a lot closer than the one before. Silver Streaks win it 73-38. They're 2-0 in the season. East Peoria drops to 0-3. Post-game show is coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The green energy barrier is the one thing in my home that does what it says it's going to do. Cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and it saves me money.
Mom, I need $20 to go to the movie.
At least something does.
Blown-in insulation in my home helps maintain a consistent temperature. Although I can't say the same for Linda's meatloaf.
I'm standing right here.
Oh, hi, sweetie.
The green energy barrier keeps our home so toasty this time of year. All my kids' friends love coming to our house. And that's so wonderful.
My husband seems a little too relaxed these days, enjoying the comfy benefits of the green energy barrier. Does anyone know, does this thing take out the trash and fix my back steps?
Probably not, but it will save you tons in energy costs. It's Craig Beatty from JB&D. Don't go another season without the green energy barrier, or maybe blown-in insulation would suit you better. Either way, it's 10% off when we do it today. Keep the comfort in your home and the savings in your wallet.
Stop by their showroom behind the Henderson Street Hy-Vee, or just a few clicks away at jbdsiding.com.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
Never miss the action.
McCown hit. McCown stays alive. Zips to the end zone. Backing up and makes the grab. Brandon Marshall. Touchdown. And McCown under heat. Zips a beauty.
After a disappointing loss, the Bears look to get back on track against the Vikings.
Hi, this is Jeff Joniak. Pre-game coverage of the Chicago Bears begins at 11:30 Sunday morning on the Laser.
Your home for the Chicago Bears in West Central Illinois is 92.7 FM. The Laser.
The official WGIL forecast, skies becoming partly sunny today, a high of 36. Tonight, cloudy and not as cold, low 26. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 45. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, low down to 26. Another sunny day Sunday, a high of 42. And then by Monday, it'll be cloudy and 42. Same for Tuesday. And then rain possible by Wednesday with a high of 45. Currently, it's 25 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Successful opening game here on Friday for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and a successful two games to start the season. A 56-42 win over Quint over Pekin Wednesday night, here today, a 73-38 victory over East Peoria, which Galesburg really opened up in the second quarter. East Peoria was within six at 20-14. They outscored East Peoria 17-3 to finish off the first half, took a 20-point lead into the locker room, and then came out in the third quarter and just kept pouring it on. Scored 11 of the first 13 points to get the lead up to 29. It did eventually grow to 31. East Peoria crawled back within 23 in the fourth quarter. As by then, all of Galesburg's starters were out. It was 59-36. And then all Galesburg did was score 14 straight points after that to get it up to a 27-point lead, and they won it by 25, 73-38. And action for everybody, except for Joe Williams, who's not currently eligible to play, but everybody else played, and almost everybody scored. They did have three different players who didn't find the scoring books, but nevertheless, Jim, I would certainly think the coach would be more satisfied about this one than he was after the Pekin game, even though, as we said earlier, he didn't give the team a very good grade, but they still won by 14. And tonight, or today, rather, an even better story is they really took advantage of where they seemed to have the advantages and took care of business here in that second quarter and continue to pile it on in the third quarter, which is what they talked about at halftime that they wanted to see.
Yeah, it was just about the time we were saying there, early second quarter, that you felt like this was a game the Streaks could really run away with if they did a few more things right. About that time, they did exactly that. Took off and ran away, and good team balance. Grant Gibson carried us early in the ball game, and once he did that, and then we got that into transition, and everybody played well. Denzel Jones, spectacular, finishing a couple of times up and under the basket in the second quarter, and Gibson, of course, probably could have had an easily a 30-plus point night if he stays in the game for much longer, but Mike Reynolds realizing that we've got a tough game and what will be an exhausting game to play tonight against a really good Limestone team, able to get some of these guys some rest. So I don't think you could have drawn this up any better for the Silver Streaks than what transpired here this morning.
Well, and I'm convinced that the way the schedule was drawn up, this is exactly what Coach Mike Reynolds was hoping for. Get a chance to get out there, have a game like this so that nobody has to exert themselves for a full 32 minutes. Be able to relax a little bit and then stick Limestone in that last game of the first session and make him turn around and play with much shorter rest.
So yeah, that's right.
I think in terms of drawing it up, this is perfect.
Well, and then this was probably the last game of the tournament where we're going to be able to play substitutes for a lot in the fourth quarter, because you got Limestone tonight, you got a very athletic Rantoul team in the morning, and then a real tough Peoria Notre Dame bunch tomorrow night to finish up the tournament. So we've set the table with two wins, and we'll see how we respond to the better competition as we get to tonight's action.
Our post-game statistics are brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And good numbers here today, Jim, even with the somewhat scattered nature of the game here in the late in the fourth quarter. Team numbers still look pretty good statistically.
Yeah, Galesburg threatened to shoot over 50% for the second straight game, but missed their final three shots from the field here in this one. Down the stretch, settled for 49% on 29 out of 59 from the field. Couldn't find a three-pointer in the first half, but in the second half, multiple sources came through with the long ball. We had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers. Kevontae Shaw back-to-back ones for the Silver Streaks early in the fourth quarter, and they ended up with a pretty good shooting game all the way around. East Peoria never did find the range. I don't think they even had a single quarter where they shot 50%. Finished 14 out of 46, 30%, and an undersized East Peoria team, they're going to have to find a way to shoot considerably better than that to play against many of the teams that they'll run into this year. Rebounding edge to the Silver Streaks, 38-30 on the glass, and 17 of those 38 rebounds were offensive rebounds for the Silver Streaks, giving themselves second chances. And the turnovers, East Peoria ended with 19 on the game. Silver Streaks with just 12. So for the second straight day, we've taken pretty good care of the basketball in the game as well. But again, the level of competition going to go up as we get deeper into this. But after we talk with Coach Mike Reynolds, we'll be doing the crunch time player of the game, and I think that was probably a pretty easy decision in this one, a guy that we may give it to a few more times before the season is done.
Finishing off the team numbers, Galesburg was only 5 of 20 from three-point range, and probably even more of a concern, 10 of 22 from the free throw line, so that has to improve. In the opening game, Galesburg was only 11 of 19 for just under 58%. So you put those two numbers together, they're now 21 of 41 in the first two games from the free throw line. And that's too close to 50% for comfort for the Western Big Six game looming next Friday night. 3 for 8 was East Peoria from the free throw line, so they weren't that great either, and 7 of 23 from three-point range. We'll run through the final numbers individually. We need to take a quick break, though. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't many things in life that stink as much as wasted time and money. When I'm working on my farm, I want to get things right on the first try. That's why I add Agritain Nitrogen Stabilizer to my fertilizer. When you surface apply untreated urea and UAN to crops, more than 40% of your urea-based nitrogen can be lost to the atmosphere as ammonia gas. Now that's a terrible stench. And it's not just wasted time. You're also potentially wasting nearly half of your nitrogen, which can leave you with lower yield and less profit. Agritain Nitrogen Stabilizer protects against nitrogen loss, and research shows that it can help improve yields when nitrogen is a limiting factor. In a corn study sponsored by Koch Agronomic Services, urea with Agritain Nitrogen Stabilizer produced an average of 20 more bushels per acre than urea alone. Nitrogen loss stinks, but the proven protection of Agritain Nitrogen Stabilizer is a breath of fresh air. Go to Agritain.com for details.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Galesburg's Mike Reynolds joins us now, holding something that's even better than a tournament trophy at this point of the juncture, and that is his son. Jim, let's turn it over, find out what the coach has to say about this one.
Okay, well, Mike, when we looked at the way this tournament was going to lay out, you had Peak and East Peoria right up front, and you've taken care of business, beating a couple of teams that, good teams, but ones that obviously, as you get deeper into this tournament, you're going to run into tougher competition. This one played out pretty well for you today.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our guys, you know, played with a lot of energy for a 9 in the morning game, played well. You know, we certainly have a lot of things to clean up, which, watching tape yesterday, a lot of teams have a lot of things to clean up. So, you know, that being said, East Peoria, you know, lost by single digits, basically, to both Limestone and Moline. So we're not too far out of the ball game.
You had good balance in this. Grant Gibson was really strong through the first half, early third quarter. You got to get him some rest. And even with Ethan Meeker not really finding his shot, you've still got Denzel Jones and other guys stepping up in there.
Yeah, you know, I thought Denzel and Grant played really well, shared the ball. Ethan had some shots, and hopefully people will keep leaving him open, because I'm sure one of these nights he'll hit about 8 in a row, and that'll be really good for us.
Free throws, that's the only really downside I can see through the first couple of ball games. Not real crisp on those. In practice, are they hitting them? Is it just a game situation right now?
Well, we've hit our shots in practice. We've shot the ball extremely well in practice. So I anticipate that'll pick up a little bit. I'm not overly concerned. I think if game's on the line, we'll make our shots.
Not sure I've seen a second unit for the Streaks put up as many points in a stretch there as we did. Not only kept the lead, but built the lead late in this. That had to make it happen.
Yeah, I thought our guys, you know, that came in, shared the ball, and we got a lot of young guys that play with a little energy, and that's a good thing to see.
Yeah, Kevonte Shaw especially came in. Looks like he's very confident on offense.
Yeah, you know, he's an offensive threat for us. When teams play a lot of zone, I think you'll see him earlier in the game, and he's had some really good practice. Like with all young guys, you got to work on consistency. We got to, you know, can see consistent, you know, on both ends of the floor, and we're working out with Eric too. So, and Evan, and you know, Meeker's had a lot of minutes, so we anticipate he'll be really consistent. But those other three young guys, we got to make sure that's a key focus here.
And we talked with Coach Cheeseman at halftime. One of the big moves in this game was when you went to the full court pressure. That really seemed to break this game open.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, that was really important for us. And you know, we're not built to do that the entire game, but we think when we do it, you know, we're pretty good at it.
All right, Limestone coming up tonight. The guys should get a nice rest. You had the early game, so that's the reward you get for playing at 9 in the morning, I guess.
I guess a little bit, but, you know, I mean, it just kind of is what it is. We got to continue to get better and be better tonight.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Our thanks, as always, to Coach Mike Reynolds joining us here in the post-game show. Our post-game interview with the coach brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll run through the individual scoring for you when we come back and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. As the Streaks win it today, 73-38. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
The Christmas spirit will be overflowing at Brighter Life Bookshop's Black Friday sale. Receive a free Vera Bradley holiday tote with the purchase of $100 in Vera Bradley, along with other specials throughout the store. Walk around and experience the beauty of Brighter Life's Christmas shop, along with their large selection of Isabel Blooms and Vera Bradley. You're sure to catch the Christmas spirit at Brighter Life Bookshop on Black Friday at 292 East Simmons in downtown Galesburg. They're looking forward to seeing you.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick a Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
Quick look at the final numbers individually. East Peoria did put one player in double figures. That was Sean Mulhern with 13. Streaks shut him down after he scored 8 quick points in the third quarter to get to those double figures. Next up was Carson Buckley off the bench with 7. Reed Meeks, Drew Trow each had 4. Jacob Curtis, Matt Hilton had 3 points apiece. Ryan Slusher finished with 2. Bennett Krim and Kieran Buckley each had 1. Nobody else for East Peoria scored. For the Galesburg Silver Streaks, as we mentioned, everybody who was eligible to play did play today. Grant Gibson led the way with 24. Denzel Jones had 13, including 9 in the third quarter. Devin Ross and Tyson Parks each finished with 8. Parks also had 8 rebounds. Ross finished with 7 rebounds. Kevontae Shaw off the bench in the second half had 7. And then we go Ethan Meeker, Cal Morling, Bryce Reed all had 3 points apiece. J.J. Range and Dakota Williams each had 2. Alan Massey, Logan Davis, and Eric Thompson did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win it 73-38. They're 2-0. East Peoria drops to 0-3. And our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and Easy Choice, Jim Lee, is...
got to be Grant Gibson. Not only on the offense did he carry us early, he showed, as we mentioned, an arsenal. I mean, he shot from the outside, he shot from the inside, he faded away, he shot on the run, he made free throws. And then on the defensive end, he was a real pain to East Peoria, a number of steals, and leading with some nice passes on the fast break, as we said, to Denzel Jones. Those two guys were really in a rhythm.
And then he was allowing Denzel to get some things going offensively in the third quarter as well. So they were getting shots to Ethan Meeker, who wasn't knocking him down. So at that point, Grant just kind of took over there in the second quarter, and Streaks ended up winning it here today by 35. Again, they'll play again tonight against Limestone. That is a scheduled start of 7:15. That would put our pregame show at just before 7 o'clock. But there are two games ahead of that, so we'll see how closely we are running on time. Here already, Moline and Peoria Notre Dame on the floor, so the action continues, but we take a break from John Thiel Gymnasium for now. And again, we'll be back with you tonight against Limestone at just before 7 o'clock. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon for now from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.